Trains. They're quite boring, really. Traveling from point A to point B, no one really wants to be packed into a tight space with a bunch of strangers, but that's the reality. People picking a free space to stare into and daydream, desperately trying to ignore one another. Except for those times where your eyes cross paths with a stranger's. Cue that moment where you both look away awkwardly. But sometimes you get more than you bargained for. I've seen you stand out amongst the mindless zombies many times before on our shared commute. Never a strand of hair out of place, the way you walk with that confident strut, the addictive smell of your cologne as you pass by. I don't know if you understand just how desirable you are, the subject of many a woman's fantasy, I'd guess. You sit across the aisle from me, earphones in. I can't tell what you're listening to, but I see you drumming an imaginary beat on your thigh. I couldn't be any less subtle with my staring if I tried. Our gazes meet, and I'm transfixed, like staring at the sun. I can't look away. Your lips curl upwards. Your eyes say hello, but they don't look away. No one else exists. It's been a long day, but I feel a surge of excitement run through my body. All I can think about is touching you, kissing you, taking hold of your cock and stroking it until you groan for me. It's so easy to drift away after a long day, to the point where everything gets blurry, but a bump of the carriage brings me back. Those piercing eyes aren't directed at mine anymore. No, you're watching where my hand is resting, between my legs, starting to press against the wetness you've unknowingly helped create. I see anticipation in your eyes. They widen as I rub my hand along my pants. Oh, a voyeur, are you? Glancing back up at me, you quickly avert your eyes. Your cheeks are flushed. Is that embarrassment or arousal? Don't be shy now. You can watch. Looking around, somehow at this time, there's not as many people crowding the train. I still have to be careful, though. There we go. I have your attention again. Let it be your full attention this time. It's so adorable how you're shifting uncomfortably in your seat. Do you have something in your pants that needs to be taken care of? Do you even realize you're licking your lips right now? Does it turn you on, watching me rub my pussy through my pants? I wonder how you'd feel to know that the stranger on the train has imagined grinding onto your face, putting your chin in my juices as I shake against your mouth, your own hand brushing against your neck and down your chest with a deep inhale. You're thinking about it, aren't you? Making the most of a mutually beneficial situation. Pondering if you can get away with easing your hand over that bulge that's starting to show. I wonder if you're a boxers or briefs kind of man. I can't help but smirk. Your hand comes to rest on your pants as you stare, seemingly hypnotized. It doesn't slide inside, but you're clearly putting some pressure on that restrained cock. Another bump of the train as we slow down at the next stop. An exchange of passengers, more off than on. Luckily, our carriage has emptied a bit more, just a scattering of people, but not too close. That's my cue. It's time I came and sat next to you. Funny how we've never talked, yet found ourselves playing a very public game. I pull out one of your earphones and press my mouth to your ear.
Hi.
Your only response, a nervous mumble that sounded like a greeting.
I want to get straight to the point. You should know, I'm going to stroke your cock on this train. If you don't want it, tell me to fuck off back to where I came from, and we'll forget any of this happened. But I know you want it. The way you were watching me, just nod your head for me. Good boy.
The thought of someone stumbling upon our little scene is enough to get blood pumping in all the right places.
Use your jacket to cover your lap. We can at least try to make this seem low-key.
It'll do. There's no one facing us. Yeah, sigh as my hand reaches beyond the waistband of your jeans.
Seems that my guess was right.
I can't help but smile at your perplexed look.
I was trying to figure out what kind of underwear you'd have on. Boxers it is. You're blushing. You know, my pussy is as pink as your cheeks are right now. How does my hand feel resting on your bulge? Oh, fucking hell, you're so hard already. The way I'm tracing my fingers along the length of your shaft. Those boxers can barely contain you. If I had the time, I'd tease you like this for hours until you were just aching, pleading for me to make you burst and come all over yourself on this train.
I can feel how your body betrays you as I tighten my grip on the only thing separating my fingers from your throbbing cock, stretching your boxers taut against your hardness. That cock is mine for this ride.
What if I stroke my fingers against the fabric? Yeah? So close to just stroking you. Is that what you want?
Just deep breaths from you now. Submit to it. Submit to me. Let go of inhibition, and I'll make you come as many times as you want, as you need.
Good boy. Rock up against your boxers. Feel the friction. How long until my fingers are directly wrapped around that shaft? Are you dying to be jerked off?
You want it so badly. Where your eyes were friendly and welcoming before, I only see unadulterated lust. Desire to be stroked until your cock is pulsing in my hand.
Do you like me tugging at your boxers?
I can feel where a spot of pre-cum is leaking. An approving look is all I need.
Unzip your jeans and drop your boxers. I want that cock free. Drop your boxers. No one's looking. No one will see. I want full access to you.
Readjusting in your seat, you manage to drop them over your thighs.
I so badly want to kneel down right here and bury my head in between your legs and just slide my lips over your head. I want to make you buck into my mouth until you're right on the edge. I'd let you put your hands around the back of my head and just pull me onto your cock. Such a shame that it'd be too obvious. Are you sure you still want to carry on? I can just go wander over back to my seat.
That fiery look says more than words can.
Shall we see how sensitive that spot behind your head is? Just a slight brush of my finger. That's right. Don't hold back. Don't be afraid to let out a little groan. Just not too loud or we may have an audience. Or would you like that? Perhaps you're a bit of an exhibitionist as well as a voyeur, Yeah, squirm for me. Squirm while I circle my thumb against your throbbing head. Rock your hips into it. Your heavy breathing is so fucking hot. The way your chest is just rising and falling. Can you come with me just rubbing you like this? Are you that turned on? How about when I start pumping my hand up and down your shaft like this?
So into the moment, I didn't realize we were nearing the next station. You meekly try to let me know this is your stop.
No, no. You're not getting off this train until I get you off.
That pleading look, but you're not fighting it. That look of shock as you see people edging their way down the center aisle. That slight look of fear as you come to realize I'm not going to stop toying with you. But still, you don't fight it.
They're oblivious. While I'm stroking your cock, people are walking past us. If they only paid attention, they'd see the movement. They'd hear your rapid breathing. Be a good boy. Keep rocking into my hand while I stroke you faster.
As luck would have it, our carriage is nearly empty as we pull away again.
I know you're close. I want you to focus and come for me. Can you do that? Forget everything. Just come for me. Yes. Let it wash over you. Come for me while I stroke your cock.
You look so fucking sexy there, bucking and jerking as waves of orgasm hit you. Your cum shooting out in thick ropes and coating the jacket covering you, dripping down onto my hand.
That's it. It's okay. Take a breath. Breathe. Breathe deeply. Yes. Oh, such a good boy.
Your face is such a picture as I withdraw my hand to hungrily lick and swallow your hot cum.
You taste amazing. My stop is next. We still have a little bit of time. I want you to come again before I step off this train. Do you think you can handle round two?
Not that I give you the chance to answer, as I grip the base of your cock hard, easing it up to your shaft to squeeze more beads of cum from your sensitive tip, making your body jolt.
Yes, groan into me. Give up everything. Hey, it sounds so fucking lewd. Your cock is coated in cum with my hand sliding up and down. I'd be surprised if the passengers up that way can't hear it. Can you cup your balls for me? Play with them while I stroke you. Just imagine if this is my cunt riding you. Yeah, very good boy. Fuck my hand. That's it. Don't you dare fucking hold back.
Anyone looking would have no doubt what was happening right now. The way you're thrusting as my hand pumps you. What a fucking scene.
Keep going. Oh, because I'm just gonna keep going and going too. Let's see how many times you can come for me before we stop. Yeah? Are you close again? I'm not going to stop stroking you until your balls are completely drained. Oh, that's it. Shake for me as I rub over your head. Still sensitive, are we? Yes. Tremble and feel it throughout your whole body. Feel it. We don't have much time. Please, come again. Please, be a good boy and come for me. Have that cock stiffen in my grip and twitch uncontrollably and go with it. Yes, I can feel it. You're throbbing so much. Give me that come again. Just feel that fucking orgasm. Shoot all over my hand. Let that cum drip out over and over. Yes, that's it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You might think your orgasms broke the whole fucking train. But we're just slowing down to where I have to jump off. For the first time in what feels like hours, my hand finally leaves your cock. My fingers are still sticky with your warm cum. It'd be rude not to sample it again. Fucking hell. You taste so damn good. You still look like you're in a bit of a daze, but this journey is coming to an end. Well, this is me. See you tomorrow? Maybe tomorrow you can go commando before getting on the train. That is, if you want to make this more than a one-time thing. This could be the start of something fun.